For the past 40 years, audiences at the IU Opera and Ballet Theater have been enthralled by the sets and costumes designed by C. David Higgins. Last month, Higgins retired, and in his honor, the IU Jacobs School of Music published a book summarizing his career. Artwork's Adam Schwartz speaks to co-author Timothy Stebbins and to the subject of C. David Higgins' tribute to a master.
I'm working on a production of Sleeping Beauty.
David Higgins sits at his drafting table, sketching in the finishing touches to a drawing for the last set he will ever design for the IU Opera and Ballet Theater.
It will be my last, absolutely last production at IU.
After four decades, the master scenic artist, costume designer, and teacher to generations of IU students is retiring. To recognize his contributions to more than 150 opera productions, the Jacobs School of Music has published David Higgins, Tribute to a Master. The slim coffee table volume celebrates Higgins' talents as a set and costume designer, professor, and chair of the IU Opera Studies program.
Sort of a comprehensive snapshot of David Higgins and the process and what he's done for opera, for the School of Music, for Bloomington.
Timothy Stebbins, who wrote the book with Marianne Tobias, worked with Higgins as a scenic artist for 20 years. He wanted the book to show opera audiences the man behind the name in the playbill.
We have patrons who come to the shows who have been coming for 40 years, you know, during the entire tenure of David's stay here at the School of Music, but don't really realize what has gone on behind the scenes or who David Higgins, the man, is.
Chapters in the book focus on six of Higgins' signature productions, including the one he says he's most proud of, The Magic Flute. Higgins wanted the production of Mozart's opera to be both sophisticated and fun.
So we came up with this idea of a box. So the whole production starts off with this wall of symbols from all the different cultures, and religious symbols, mathematical symbols, astrological symbols.
Higgins attributes the success of the Magic Flute's design to the way it appealed to all ages.
I think a person who had never been to an opera before could come to see that production and come away feeling that they had a rich artistic experience, but were not overwhelmed by the seriousness of the work.
In the late 1990s, IU asked Higgins to replace the set for the Nutcracker that had been used for years and to create what Timothy Stebbins calls the Nutcracker to end all Nutcrackers.
A lot of people have to consider my design, the essence of my design, to be Nutcracker and Bohème and Traviata and productions like that that I've done that are sort of big and beautiful, whatever beautiful means, that have a sense of shock and awe.
As Stebbins observes, Higgins' production of The Nutcracker is considered one of his career highlights.
Here we are, I think it's 13 years now, and the show still looks great, and there's no discussion of replacing it at all. I mean, it's such an iconic kind of production for us.
David Higgins' style has been described variously as romantic realistic, boudoir scenery, frou-frou, and simply large.
I do believe that the stage should have a sense of grandeur and a sense of spectacle. I often joke, you know, you have to put the grand in grand opera. As you can see, it's a big space, and when all the pieces are laid out like this, it's hard to make much sense out of them, but this is where I've spent most of the last 40 years in the paint shop.
In the Musical Arts Center's warehouse-sized paint shop, Higgins taught scene design, design history, and scenic painting to hundreds of IU students. Timothy Stebbins says his favorite section of the book is the one devoted to Higgins' legacy as a mentor and teacher.
I tell you, I was in fine arts for a long time. I did two graduate degrees. But I learned more about art from David Higgins and working in the shop than I ever learned in my studio or in the classroom. Things about art, art history, perspective, technique.
David Higgins' method of painting sets the old-fashioned way, by hand with long-handled paintbrushes, is gradually disappearing.
David was one of the last members of a certain breed of designer and scenic artist. You don't find scenic artists who paint the way David paints. The old Italian, tradition of painting. He learned from Mario Cristini. He taught me. We passed it on to Mark Smith, who's now head of the department. But with each generation, it diminishes a little bit.
Future IU productions are likely to make increasing use of computer-generated backdrops and video projections. The IU Opera's new production of Albert Herring, for example, won't have any hand-painted scenery at all. But Timothy Stebbins predicts a backlash, a return to the kind of handmade scenery David Higgins is known for. Because, he says, when people go to the opera, they want to see live theater, live people, and real scenery. For WFIU Arts, I'm Adam Schwartz.
You can order a copy of C. David Higgins' Tribute to a Master at the IUMusicMarketplace.com.